April 19th, 2025. Welcome to This Week in Waukesha, the podcast series, podcast number two. I am your host, Don Brown, coming to you from the office of former Alderman Don Paul Brown in our beautiful Banting Park home. And I'm joined by my faithful producer, the mighty Max Martinson at WUK Studios in Radio Park on Victory Drive. And I am so glad to be rejoined by Nikki Shuro, who is the executive director of the Waukesha County Historical Society and Museum. And yes, while that's a mouthful, it's very much so is all the great offerings of the society and the museum for our community. And so I'm glad Nikki has been able to, because we barely scratched the surface in the first podcast. So we may need to make this an every other month thing here, Nikki, if we can. So, but
that'd be great, because we have a lot of various things going on, and it'd be great to share really fun things.
Definitely. You know, we have all these youth sports teams, these different great, our high schools have great performing arts programs and theater and all these, you know, and there's great music, bands, student bands. I mean, just so many neat, you know, I know there was a Waukesha South academic decathlon team that went to state competition, and you know, those are the things that need to be celebrated as part of Waukesha's rich history. And it was one of the things I prided myself on when I was on the council, was I would have the mayoral proclamations for any time a student team or organization had achieved something, that I made sure that they would be honored, and their teachers and coaches in front of a city council. And that was always a big deal to them too, as it should be for the whole community. And same thing at our historical society. So I think you wanted to jump right in. Did you want to start with the archives or the fact, or your funding, like where your funding comes from?
Well, I want to just kind of quick hit our archives. So, you know, we have a lovely museum, and again, before my time, there, the county stopped funding the museum completely in 2015. And, you know, these are three old buildings we're in. And there was a fear that the museum and the Historical Society would have to close. And we luckily, we didn't. And Berg Management did purchase these buildings and refurbished these buildings. So we have a smaller footprint, but we're still here. So I have kind of these, I don't want to say pat statements, but I always say that we have a lovely museum. It'd be really sad to lose the museum. Mm-hmm. It would be devastating for this county if we lose that archive.
Yeah.
The archive has over 1 million documents,
right?
Photographs. We have the O'Brien photograph collection. We have scrapbooks. We have manuscripts. We have sewer records, which are fascinating when you're researching a property.
Yeah.
We have John Shankinick's, a huge part of John's research for the on the springs. And I'm barely scratching the surface. So again, to lose the archives, they'd probably go to the state, but then you have to go to Madison, and you don't have people who are intimate with this collection.
And it gets lost somewhere. Yeah.
It does.
Are there opportunities for volunteers to help with the archives to help that way? It keeps it functional, or?
It is. I mean, we used to have an archivist. We don't have an archivist anymore. The way the archivist did set it up, it is set up very well. And we have a group of volunteers that run and maintain the archives. You know, with me checking in, though, I have to say I'm not an archivist. People go to school to get a degree in that. It's library science and archives.
Yeah.
So our volunteers are wonderful, but we also need to train like the next group of people to do that. So it would be lovely to have some people that would be interested in learning more about the archives and help supporting that. So that's my shout out for the archives. And then people can come to do research, you have to have an appointment, because again, we're small.
Sure.
And it's a very nominal fee. And if you're a member, you know, parts of that is free. So become a member and support your museum. And as a member, you also get a wonderful quarterly magazine called Landmark. where folks write articles about Waukesha history, and you get that sent to you quarterly. So become a member.
Yeah, I should. Yeah, we have to. So, but yeah, no, and then we'll have to talk offline, because I think I may know someone that would be interested in volunteering to support the archives and in possibly a different way. You know, I'd probably have to run some things by you. But anyway, moving on. I don't know if you know, but I'm currently, I don't know if I'll be renewed, but the last couple of years I served on the City Cemetery Commission.
Oh, okay.
We talk about history. I imagine there's a lot of overlap, but I encourage everyone to take the wagon, the carriage tour, the horse and buggy, you know, the hayride. Talk about a walk through Waukesha history.
So I don't know if you knew that we do Grave Tales. So depending on, depending, October is a busy month in Waukesha, which is great.
October, you said?
October. Yeah, last year we had to do in September because we had Waukesha unlocked. I'm like, I can't squeeze it in. No. But September or October, we do two rounds of Grave Tales. So
nice.
I was Theodore Yeomsman last year.
Okay. Oh, wow.
And so then one of our volunteers walks through and talks about just the rich history of Prairie Home Cemetery, which is just fascinating unto itself. The boys' school was in that area. I mean, there's just even getting to the different characters.
Yeah.
There's so much history. So,
yeah.
Well, that's fun.
When you talk about history, and people have a fascination for a lot of the detective story genres you see, and cold cases, of course, which I'm really passionate about. And then even kind of the paranormal or the, but I'm really fascinated with the Little Lord Fauntleroy story.
Right.
And I do visit his grave regularly, and I'll bring a toy. And, but that's an unsolved mystery, like how he was brutally murdered. And there was a lead that, you know, surfaced, I think, a few years later, and it was cold. It wasn't, you know, it was like a guy skipped town that abandoned a child or something like that. And it was a different story, but yes, that would, it would be really neat. And also so that, you know, the young boy could rest easily, you know, in his other afterlife. Cause I know there's been some sightings, you know, in the evening. So as well as some of the other, deceased, but we, the commission had approved to have a couple like runs there through the cemetery.
Oh, yes.
People were concerned about that not being appropriate. But when you look at the history, they would have like Memorial Day picnics there in different communities where the whole community would gather.
Yes. And cemeteries, before we had parks, cemeteries were a place where families would go on Sundays, on the weekends, and have picnics and stuff. And I mean, everybody has a different sensibility, but you know, just here's my sensibility. But like somebody coming to see my when I pass and where I am, I'm like, okay, cool. Like, here lies, and I'll go back to Les Paul. You know, Les Paul put a lot of thought of where he would be buried. Mm-hmm. And who he would be buried with, and how. And there's a really Sue Baker, who used to be the executive director and now is part of the Les Paul, important part of the Les Paul Foundation. Not just a great resource, but a friend. She worked with him to help find that spot. So that thought process that he put in there, and he's buried with his mother, his beloved mother. Again, there's a story in that. Yeah. And so a run honoring that cemetery and the people in there, again, this is a Nikki. I think it's important. And it's the same with Grave Tales. It's not disrespectful.
No.
We are sharing those stories of people that, you know, time sometimes may forget. And again, I was Theodora, who delivered the votes Wisconsin.
Well, Theodore Yeomans, one of my heroes,
19th Amendment ratified. Mm. And some of us went and put our I voted sticker on her.
Oh, I lobbied for that. I promoted that when I was doing radio, and the studio used to be around the corner from Theodore. And I would, in my introduction, always included right around the corner from Theodore Yeomans Park, where we were proud to honor our suffragette heritage here in the Shaw. And I should figure out how to factor that in still into my my podcast.
Let's do that. That's a good collaboration, because I saw that with Susan B. Anthony's grave site.
Right. Me too. And that's what kind of inspired me.
I was just sobbing.
Yeah, sure.
We need to do that. So again, the Prairie Home Cemetery is amazing. Great stories there. And you know, we have activities there. So just to let people know too, we have a monthly lunch and learn. We have, that's the second Tuesday of each month. This in May will be Agricultural Legacies of Waukesha County by a gentleman who comes from a family of farmers and one of our board members and volunteers. June is Les Paul, so Sue Baker. And in July is my partner, Malcolm Woods, who's going to talk about the Ice Age Trail. So really diverse and interesting topics.
Sure.
And we talked about the Intergenerational Heritage Fair. That's coming really soon. Mm. So I'm pretty active on Facebook, and I do a monthly newsletter. So if you go to our new lovely website, it pops up like, hey, do you want a, would you like to get an email? I try not to send too many.
Sure. What's the for the benefit of our listeners, what's the URL?
I'm going to make sure I get this right. It is WaukeshaCountyMuseum.org.
Perfect. Okay, good. So I know it's a long one, but easy to remember.
So
WaukeshaCountyMuseum.org. So very good. Yeah, no, I'm glad you mentioned that. And you know, and another part of Waukesha history is when you look at that Winter Jamboree that was started, was that over 50 years ago now or something like that? Or it's close to somewhere in that range. And it was a lot of, it was like three or four women, housewives, that felt that their kids and their husbands, the whole family weren't getting outside enough in the winter. And they created, and that would be neat because, as you know, with the Jamboree, there's different indoor outdoor events. And I don't know if the Historical Society's ever been in, but that would be a neat thing to have.
We are part of that. We're the second Saturday of
okay.
Jamboree, always. So
it'd be neat to see when they had skating and hockey games on the river, when you can count on it being frozen, and some of the other events that don't take place today. It'd be neat to celebrate that.
Mm-hmm.
So
yes, so we are open and such. So. The ideas are really great. We have an area of, like, we call it what's new, but it could also be what's new, huh?
Sure.
It takes a minute to do the research and then you know, create the exhibits.
So, sure.
Ideas are great. And like, if we're thinking about Jamboree, we need to start thinking now.
Yeah.
For next year. So,
sure.
So if there are businesses and industries that are about to have an anniversary and would like information on that or to help support in that what's new area of mini exhibit, we are very open. Again, we just need time.
Fantastic. Yeah, you know, and I just had a thought too. I think I lost it here, but now I was thinking about just all the different schools and the rich history that our schools have. Oh, yes, you know, Carroll University, the state's oldest, you know, college. Is there a partnership between the Historical Society and the university that's worth noting, or do you have a section dedicated to Carroll?
We have a very small footprint, so you know, we do have archival material. But they also have an archive too, and I believe they still have an archivist. We work a lot with Dr. Redding, who's a history professor.
Nice. Okay.
He used to be on our board. And then last year I worked with Steve and Brewer. I think it's Brewer, and I apologize, Steve, if I'm getting your last name wrong, who's marketing. And his students came up with some ideas to help us increase our marketing outreach. We definitely partner with Carroll, and I don't want to say any school, but you know, when people reach out to us and we have the capacity, we love to do that.
Sure.
Again, we're small, so always looking for again, it goes back to the getting out of our castle.
Being
a part of the community.
Yeah. That's right. Yeah. And having that external presence, I think that's terrific. Yeah. So, yeah, because one of my guests on the radio show last fall was my neighbor and good friend, Ron Gulata, who's the interim dean at UW Milwaukee Waukesha campus that will be closing.
Yes.
after many years of service to the community. And they've got quite the archive. It'd be neat that somehow that maybe after they close their doors, what could live at the Historical Society, if that hasn't been done already.
You don't know. They've already reached out to us.
I figured as well. Okay, great.
From the Waukesha County Community Fund, also just an amazing human being and a great connector.
Great.
And so we've already, we've had that conversation. And I know they're super busy right now.
I'm so glad.
But we will have some of the material.
Sure. So, you know, for being, like you said, a small footprint and having a skeletal crew, as many nonprofits have, you seem like you're ahead of the curve. Because everything I've thrown at you, we're already there, Don. We're on it. So, kudos to you. That is terrific.
Small but strong, small and scrappy.
Exactly. Yeah. Well, that's another kernel is Carol is expanding their footprint with the Sullivan School. I forget the official name, but it's they're building a larger business school in addition to the one they currently have. And Tim Sullivan, I believe is the name, is, they've raised $100 million. He's invested $10 million of his own money. He's also a Catholic Memorial graduate, and they've purchased the old Infinity Fields Five Diamonds, and that's now a part of the CMH campus. So it seems they're growing. It'd be neat maybe if there's a connection there to invest in kind of a business history, honoring all the great innovators in Waukesha industry. I think that'd be a great partnership there.
Yes, that definitely.
And possible funding partner, how fun would that be?
Not just like, we need, but this community, this is so important for this community. Let's not lose these stories.
Yes.
And I see I'd like the museum, and I'm not going to say like become a science and industry museum, but again, to have a place where people can experiment and play. And
it celebrates that. Yeah.
And then can envision themselves as the next innovator.
Sure. Oh yeah.
And have that space. So
and talk about our, innovators like the Performing Arts Center, the Civic Theater.
Yes.
So much great history there. Mm-hmm. And even prior to that, one thing I think should definitely be captured is if you remember during COVID, when there was still the shutdown in many regards, for Christmas time, they did a radio production of It's a Wonderful Life.
Oh, how fun.
Very bold and very, innovative, but yet also celebrating that American holiday heritage with one of the great, classics. And
doing it on radio.
Yeah.
I'm thinking of Fireside Chats. My
yes.
is a historian.
The FDR, yeah.
Depression. And so sure. FDR is my guy. Yeah. So again, and that radio tradition is just amazing. And it goes back to what we were talking about with oral histories, storytelling. Mm-hmm.
Studs Terkel started on the radio. Mm-hmm.
So storytelling and sharing those stories and having that sometimes a back and forth, sometimes absorbing, and then you retelling the story is so important.
Yes. Yeah. Like really strengthening that oral history muscle.
Yep.
In each of us. Yeah, that's true. So I mentioned Studs Terkel is a personal hero of mine. I got to see him at Steppenwolf, and and it's their different artists reading his works, and one of them was John Mahoney, who played a fireman who lost co-workers in a fire, and very, really moving. But is there a Studs Terkel we have in Waukesha other than John Shane Connector?
I'm going to say not me at this point. I'd like to have somebody help take this on. So I think I mentioned in the break, this year, I have to focus on development.
Yeah.
And oral histories really require somebody to have a project. I call it the sandbox. What is your project? Connecting with people, doing the recordings, transcribing, and then storing. It's a lot of work. So if somebody is interested in joining and taking on this project, I'm really passionate about it, but I also recognize I can't take it on this point in my life. I need to be retired. When I'm retired, then I can do it. But right now, I'm not.
Sounds great. So in our last minute left, and I want to thank you again for sticking around for podcast two, what is it you want listeners to know about the Historical Society Museum that we have not covered yet?
I think we've covered a lot. I just want to reiterate that Waukesha has an amazing Historical Society Museum, and we want to make sure we are meeting the needs of this community. So if you have ideas or thoughts, we would love to hear them. We want you here. We want to be part of your community. We want you part of our, that we're part of each other's community. Come and see us. Communicate with us. You can email us. Come, and if we're not meeting your needs, tell us what we can do.
Sounds great. Nikki Shuro, Executive Director, Waukesha County Historical Society Museum. Thank you for spending your Saturday with us. Please be sure to go to the website, waukeshacountymuseum.org. Go visit Nikki in person during the hours of operation and really take advantage of the wonderful resources they have to celebrate our Waukesha history and make ourselves, enrich our lives and all those things. I want to wish everyone a safe and enjoyable holiday weekend. And yes, please remember that safety is everybody's responsibility. Good mental health is everybody's right. And a great knowledge of our social history is also our right. And we must fight for that, must take advantage and utilize the Historical Society and Museum at the old courthouse there. Again, thanks again, everybody, for listening in. I want to thank my fantastic producer, the mighty Max Martinson. And thank you again, Nikki. And then, yes, to be continued, there will be other podcasts, hopefully very soon, to hear about the latest that's going on at one of the great treasures of our city, the Waukesha County Historical Society and Museum. Thank you again, everybody. Go Ramil Mahagav Goler, and see ya!